This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical from a claimant by the name of Leroy Reyna. Date of birth, April the 3rd, 1992. Case ID number is 565-3553. Date of exam, May the 4th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 3/13/2023. Identifying information. This is a 31-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of a lumbar sacral back herniated disc, comma, with chronic pain and obesity. The claimant is presently employed as a provider for family members, where he works 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his father in a house, and he is not receiving disability benefits. He states he has been working as a provider for 2 years. He did finish high school and does have a high school diploma, and he also has a certificate for computer repairs. Allegation number one, lumbar sacral back pain with herniated disc and chronic pain. Number two, obesity. History of allegations. Number one, lumbar sacral back herniated disc with chronic pain. The claimant states that in 2018, he tripped over a branch while he was working and injured his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is a tingling, stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down both of his legs. The claimant complains of a numbness of both of his legs. He was diagnosed with a herniated disc at the level of L3, L4. No surgery was performed for his condition, and he received approximately 2 months of physical therapy. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 20 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. His physician is Dr. Rene Vela. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and walking. The claimant has not seen a chiropractor, but has received 2 months of physical therapy. He is presently on ibuprofen, 200 milligrams, 2 tablets, BID, and Tylenol, 500 milligrams, QD. He was diagnosed with lumbago and lumbar sacral back pain secondary to a herniated disc at the L3, L4 area. Allegations number two, obesity. The claimant states that in 2012, he started to gain large amounts of weight and increased his weight within 10 years to 341 pounds. He states during that time period, he gained 115 pounds. His initial BMI was 34, and it has gone up to 53. But he states most of the weight was gained within the last year, where he gained over 100 pounds in the last year. He has not been given any medications for dieting or has even been placed on a diet at this time. He denies also any surgeries. The claimant does state he has lost approximately 15 pounds in the last 4 months and is actively trying to lose the weight. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 20 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. As noted earlier, his physician is Dr. Rene Vella, and he is on Motrin and Tylenol, which does give him some relief. The claimant states the only physical activity he does is a little bit of walking. Family history. His father is 61 and has congestive heart failure, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. His mother died at the age of 59 from ovarian cancer and chronic kidney disease. Medications, ibuprofen, 400 milligrams BID, and Tylenol, 500 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to a herniated disc with chronic pain, comma, obesity, comma, and early signs of diabetes. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states that he drinks socially 3 beers per week. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, and EIV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit, weight 341 pounds, height 5 feet 8.5 inches tall, BP 175 over 123 mmHg, heart rate 101 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 53. The claimant was told that his blood pressure was very high and that he needed to follow up with his physician. He states that it always goes high when he sees his physician. General. This is a 31-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/15. Could you drop down to neck? After the last sentence, it was noted that the claimant does have acanthosis nigrans of the skin around his neck area, indicating a pre-diabetic state. Could you drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, the claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was difficult. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam on the last page, x-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some mild restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to obesity. Probable diagnosis, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to a herniated disc in the past, dash lumbago from morbid obesity. Normal physical exam appears to be stable at this time. Number two, obesity, dash confirmed with physical examination. BMI is 53, which makes him morbidly obese. The claimant did have a normal physical exam, except for mild decrease in agility secondary to morbid obesity. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Leroy Reyna.